Can you Mara McComas or Mara McComas and the vendor over there? It's hard for me to introduce the next speaker. I'm the next speaker. Before I start, I just want to, I said before, it's very special. Tonight's very special. Learning on a Shana Rabba night in Yerushalayim. For this year, for myself, it's even more special because I have, Baruch Hashem, my mother and my wife and my sisters came for this year, all the way from Renana. So it means a lot, and I appreciate it. I'm also very excited about this year because I have some of my former Talmidot, who are, you never a former Talmidot, but Talmidot from years past, from MMY, other institutions. Here, it's exciting to have everybody here. It's exciting to have everybody. Mazel tov to Miriam Boim and Mickey Aliyah today. And it should be, everything should go smoothly. Hashem Baruch Hu should make it like Avraham, not like Avraham Avinu. There are a lot of challenges, but it should go smoothly, and then everything you should be zochah to build a bais neman here in Eretz Yisrael. I'm also especially excited because today's topic is a chiddush that I've been working on, and I'm very excited. I don't know if it makes sense. I don't know if it's clearer. It's also 11:30 at night, so it can get even worse. But the bottom line is, we're stuck. You're stuck with me. You have nowhere to go, and it's really cold in here, so it's amazing. So we're going to start. This is called Lessons from the Thorny Hadassim. What I'm going to do is, I want to learn two Gemaras with you. I then want to learn a Medrash with you. I then want to ask a couple questions. And then what we're going to do is come up with a couple of your souls, I think, to answer everything. To make sense of Hoshana Rabbah, to make sense of Sukkot, to make sense of Dal Minit, to make sense of a lot of things that are going on over Sukkot, and specifically Hoshana Rabbah, and to have clarity on them. We're going to start with source number one. The Gemara over here wants to understand, what is a lulav? We know that we have to take a lulav, but what is a lulav? So the Gemara says in source number one, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tanai Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishub Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rabbi Tarfon. Kapos Tamarim. The Torah tells us we have to take Kapos Tamarim. What are Kapos Tamarim? Anybody know? Bound palm trees. Okay? That's Kapos Tamarim. That's what the Torah says. So Kapos Tamarim, the Lulavu. How do we know that bound palm trees are what we take as a lulav? Okay, it says there's many parts of a palm tree. Why is a lulav the one that we think is called a lulav? The Gemara asks, Amos Harusa. Maybe we should take a harusa, which is another part of the palm tree, which is very hard. Why don't we take that? Says the Gemara. But ina kapos, it has to be bound. Hard, this part, this harusa, this specific part of the palm tree is very, very tough. It's hard to bind it. Therefore, that can't be the lulav that we take. And the Gemara goes on and suggests another thing. Ema ufta, say another part of the palm tree. It's like the central branch, I think, or something like that. Basically, it can't. The Gemara says that can't be either because it's already bound together. It's very, very stiff. You can't split them. And since they're not split, therefore you can't bind them. And therefore, they can't be lulav. They can't be lulav. And the Gemara gives one last suggestion. What about the Ema Kufra, the end of the second to last line, the Ema Kufra? Say this Kufra, which is spiky part of the palm tree. And the Gemara says, Amar Abaye Derechel Darche Noam B'chon Nesivos El Shalom. It can't be that the Torah would tell us to take spiky palm branches, because the way of the Torah is Derechel Darche Noam. The ways of the Torah are sweet. They're shalom. It can't be that a Torah that's shalom, the Torah that's sweet, tells us to take something that's going to scratch your hands. So, we already see from this Gemara, this concept of Derechel Darche Noam. And I want to go to another Gemara, the second source, which is a Daf, an Amud later. The Gemara goes on to ask the same question by Hadass, by the Hadassim. That by the question, how do we know that Hadass is a Hadass? And it goes through many different suggestions of different alternatives to what we take. We take Hadass, which is the three, right? Everybody who's at the Dalad Minim crash course and the Sukkot Yom Iyun, that we spoke about. The Hadass has three leaves. So it asks, there's other things that have three leaves that cover the branch. It has all the same qualities, so why don't we take the other ones? And it goes on to suggest, in source number two, Tanra Baran, Anaf its avos, we have to take branches of thick trees, Shainaf of Kofi and its eights of, that it's the leaves cover the branch. Ve'ezehu havi omer zadas. That's the hadas. So the Gemara asks, ve'emazeh, so take a branch from an olive tree. Why? Because there the leaves also cover the branches. The leaves of the olive tree cover the branches. So that should also qualify as a hadas. The Gemara says, no, that can't be it. And it gives different reasons. What I'm interested in is if you go to the middle line, the Gemara asks the last, on the middle line of source number two, the last four words, ve'emahirduf. What about the thorny hadassim? Why can't we take thorny hadassim? What do you think the answer should be? What do you guys think the answer should be? We saw this by Lulav. Why can't we take thorny hadassim? Derechad d'achinoam. The ways of the Torah are sweet. And that is what Abaye says. Amar Abaye, derechad d'achinoam. That the ways of the Torah are sweet. And how can you take a thorny hadass? But now there's something different here that the Gemara says. This would be the beginning of our questions. Rav Amar. Rav brings another source why you can't take hadassim. Rav Amar what? Emes. Ha-emes v'shalom v'havu. That the Torah loves emes and shalom. Truth and peace. And it can't be that a Torah that loves peace tells you to take thorny hadassim. What questions do we have? MMY, let's go. Rosh Hashanah Rabbah night. After Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, yeah.
The lulav is pretty stabby.
The lulav is pretty stabby. We already discussed the lulav is stabby, right? And what did we say over there? We said, what questions do we have? Guys, what did we say about lulav? What was the reason you can't have a spiky lulav? How many reasons did we bring?
One.
How many reasons did we bring by Adas?
Two.
Two. What's your question?
Why?
When I learned this Gemara, I said, why? Why did the Gemara not just give one reason like it said by lulav? That's my first question. My second question is, why are we emphasizing derechad d'archei noham over here? It seems like there's a major emphasis on it here by the dalaminim. It comes up twice. That's my second question that I had when I learned this Gemara. And my third question is, why is it brought specifically by lulav and hadas? Arava could probably also be spiky. Why don't we bring the same question by an arava? Why don't we bring it by an esrog? I don't know, maybe there's something about an esrog we can say derechad d'achinoam. If derechad d'achinoam is so important, why wasn't it brought by all? Make a clear cut statement. You can only have nice dalam minim because derechad d'achinoam. Those are my three questions that I have when I learned this Gemara. Okay, why is derechad d'achinoam focused on dalam minim? Why do we only single out hadas and lulav? And why were there two reasons brought by hadas and not by lulav? Part number one. Part number two is source number three. We see another thing that's associated with dalam minim. The famous medrash. Okay, we went through the whole sukkah. Somebody had to have heard this, had to mention this at least one meal. The medrash tells the following. Pre-Eitz Hadar Elu Yisrael. The four, the Dalam Minim, are Klal Yisrael. Represent the Jewish people. What does that mean? Ma Esrog, Ze Yesh Bo Tam V'Yesh Bo Reach. An Esrog has taste. And an Esrog, you can smell it. It has a good smell. That represents, who does that represent? B'nei Adam Sheyesh Bem Torah V'Yesh Bem Maisim Tovim. It represents somebody who has Torah and has Maisim Tovim, good character traits. That's an Esrog. Then you have another type of Jew, Kapos Tamarim. Kapos Tamarim is the lulav. Elu Yisrael, these are the Jews. Masha HaTamara, Hazu Yesh Bo Tam Ve'in Bo Reach. It has tam, it has taste, it has Torah, but it doesn't smell like anything. It doesn't have Midos Tovos. That represents Jews who learn a lot of Torah, but don't have good Midos. Then you have the Adas, the Adas has taste but doesn't have smell. Sorry, smell but doesn't have taste. What does that represent? A Jew has good midos, but no Torah. It has taste, no smell. And then about Rava, what's that Rava? A Rava has no taste, no smell. And we're doing is, what are we doing at Sukkot? You take the Dal of Minim, and you put them in your hands, and you bring them together. And what we're taking the Dal of Minim, we're saying to you, all of Klai saw my hands. There's a focus on Achdus. And my question is, why is this focus being placed here in the Dal of Minim? Why now? Why here? What's with that? So we see Derechad Achinom is something that's associated with Dal of Minim. Now we see Achdus is associated with Dal of Minim. Now I want to shift over to Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Here we're going to ask questions. We're going to ask a lot of questions. That's a question of the Gemara, the Medrash. Now we're going to Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Tonight's Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. What is Rosh Hashanah Rabbah? What do we know about Rosh Hashanah Rabbah? You know anything about Rosh Hashanah Rabbah? That's pathetic. I mean, you're staying up all night, and all you got is ice cream and cones and whipped cream, and then that you don't even know why. Well, don't worry, I'm here. So at least those who are here now, hopefully will understand a little bit about what Rosh Hashanah Rabbah is. But the question we know about Rosh Hashanah Rabbah is there's actually an interesting medrash. Everybody quotes this medrash, but the medrash doesn't really say anything. The medrash says the following thing in source 4. The Chamamah medrash Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu LaAvraham Avinu. This medrash is talking about Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. It says Rosh Hashanah Rabbah is like what Hashem told Avraham Avinu. What did Hashem tell Avraham Avinu? He told Avraham Avinu, if you didn't get Tshuva Rosh Hashanah, then I'll give you Yom Kippur. And if you didn't do Tshuva Yom Kippur, I'll give you Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. And from this medrash, we already see that there's a Yom Hadin aspect of Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. The Rosh Hashanah Rabbah is a day of judgment. It's the final day of judgment if you're not Hasidish. If you're Hasidish, you have to Chanukah. Okay? Chanukah is the last time. Zos Chanukah by the Hasidim is like Ne'ila. So, okay. So, B'zah Hashem, maybe at the end of this year, we'll all be keeping Zos Chanukah this year. But if not, this is it. This is it. So, and we see this in brought in the Yerushalmi. In source number 5. And the Yerushalmi tells us another aspect of Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Amar Rav Yonah Ksiv, it says, "Va'osi yom yom yidushun yidushun." That Akash Baruch says they should seek me out on yom yom, day by day. It's referring to days of judgment. What does that mean? It says the Gemara, "Zut kia varava." That Klai Yisrael should come to me on the days of judgment when they blow a shofar, and they take the arava. What does that mean? First, Hashem is saying, "Come to me on Rosh Hashanah. Come to me on the day you take the arava. When do you take the arava? What day is focused on the arava? Hoshana Rabba. The focus of Hoshana Rabba is the arava. In the Beis Hamikdash, they walk around 7 times the mizbeach, and they all take the aravas with them. And it's a day. It's called Yom Arava. So we see about Hoshana Rabba, it's a Yom Adin, and it focuses on the arava. And I want to understand, what's this Yom HaDin? I had Yom HaDin already. We had Ne'ilah, the gates closed. Hashem's giving us a bonus, like what's happening here? And my second question is, why are we focused on the Arava? Why is today Rosh Hashanah Rabbah focused on the Arava? Those are questions, I don't know, 6 and 7?
5 and 6.
I have to be careful, because you're like, wait, I missed one. 5 and 6?
4 and 5.
Oh no, see, this is that. So you can ask your, we'll go and do a quick recap after I finish the next part. There's one more thing which I find very interesting, is that we find over Sukkot a very big emphasis on a personality. We may miss this. Like Rav Benovitz said, there's sometimes we're focusing on one thing, we can miss other things. What personality is focused upon, do we focus upon on Sukkot? Who? David HaMelech. Where do we see David HaMelech? We focus on David HaMelech, that we're asking to rebuild his sukkah. The whole entire sukkah, we have a focus on David HaMelech. But we have a bigger emphasis on David HaMelech when? Tonight. On Hoshana Rabbah. How do we have a bigger emphasis on David HaMelech tonight? Who here says a shmizin every night? Or tries to say it? Do you know what the shmizin are?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I brought you, I actually typed it up. It's copyrighted, so don't tell anybody. Okay, source number 7. The article Sukkos Matzah, this is the easiest way to do it. Okay, it is customary to invite and welcome 7 exalted Ushpizin guests to join us when we enter the Sukkah. No ordinary guests. The Ushpizin are Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. Each day of Sukkos, another of these guests leads the others into the Sukkah. It's based on a Zohar. Which means that tonight when you ate your ice cream in the Sukkah, do you know who is there with you? David Melech Yisrael. He was alive tonight in the Sukkah. He's alive in this room with us tonight. That tonight is about David HaMelech. Why is there a focus on David HaMelech at Sukkot? Why now? Why in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah night? What does this tell me about Sukkot? What about Rosh Hashanah Rabbah? These are the final questions which I want to focus on and hopefully gain clarity.
8 and 9.
Those are 8 and 9?
Seven, 6.
Does anybody have more than 9 questions? Good. Anybody have less than 8?
Yeah.
Less than 8?
Yeah,
okay, we'll have a discussion. We discuss again the Gemaras, Lulav, Hadas, whatever. I'm going to answer everything later, so we'll come back to it. I think in order to understand all this, I'd like to start by understanding a very important concept that I think has tremendous ramifications on Baruch Hashem. And I think if we understand these concepts, 2 concepts, right now, we can go back and answer all of our questions. We can become better of the Hashem. We can leave tonight on the pathway to having a successful tefillah on Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, a successful judgment on Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. And I think it starts with source number 8. We started off by mentioning that there's a stress of Darachel, Darachel Noam, V'chol Nasiv Osel Shalom when it comes to the Dalam Minim. But the Gemara and Gittin tells us an unbelievable thing. Source number 8. Kol HaTorah Kula Nami. The whole purpose of Torah, the whole essence of Torah, says the Gemara, is one concept. It's all that one yisod. And the question is, what does that mean? If all of Torah kula, kol haTorah is derachel darchei noam, what does it mean? And I want to suggest 2 ideas. I'm sure there are more. I want to focus on 2, and after we understand these 2 yesodos, we're going to come back and answer the questions. Yesod number 1. We all know that there are 4 chalakim of Shulchan Aruch. Kosha Mishar, Abed Ezra, Rechaim. But there's a 5th chalak. You know what the 5th chalak is? It's Noah. To be a person who's a Baal Midos, a person who's pleasant, a person who understands how to interact with people, that their demeanor is pleasant, it's sweet, it's Noam. And we see this idea in source number 9. The Mishnah Rabbah tells us, Rabbi Omer, Ezu Derech Yasha, Sheivar Lo Adam, what pathway should a person go in life? How should he live his life? Kol Shitiferes Lo Osea, that it's great in the eyes of Hashem, v'tifaros lamin ha'adam, but also brings him splendor from other people. He knows how to interact with other people. He knows how to be a mensch. And that's what we also say in benching. This is from Mishlei. We see it a little differently in Mishlei. In benching, we say it different than what it says in Mishlei. U'matza chen v'seichel tov. That please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me find chen. Let me find, what's chen? Graciousness. In your eyes, Hashem, in the eyes of other people. That the essence of Torah, he said, I know how to be a person, and a person looks and say, wow, that's Torah. Wow, that's a mensch. And what this means is that Torah, what Torah is meant to do to a person, real Torah, derachel darchei noam, is Torah that transforms a person, that changes a person, that refines a person. That's real Torah. That's a Torah that's more than just wisdom of intellectual stimulation. It transforms you. It impacts you. It's real. It's alive. That's the Torah. Kol haTorah kula is derachei darchei noam. It's this one purpose of changing you, making you a better person. And that's what it says in the Tiferes Yisrael, source number 11. That the Torah is called we have to understand one more idea. Kimidas Abram himidas haTorah. If you understand Abram Avinu, he corresponds. He has the characteristics of Torah. Why? Listen to what it says. Ki haTorah tikra. You want to know what Torah is called? Torah is Chesed. Torah is a Torah of kindness. Dichsiv v'Torah is Chesed alashona. We see in Eish Haskayel. V'zeh mitzayir. Why? Ki haTorah derachel. The whole purpose of Torah is this one concept. Being sweet and doing chesed. And therefore it's associated with Avraham Avinu. The Tiferes soul goes out to say, even when you see things in the Torah that look like they're not derachel darchinom, we see stoning, killing, right? We see really things that seem evil in the Torah. But listen to what the Tiferes soul says. You want to know what the purpose of the Torah is? To bring goodness into the world. To bring sweetness into the world. Pleasantness into the world. The Torah wants no bad in the world. It only wants good. And that's why the Torah, and the Gemara says in Sota, that the Torah starts with chesed and it ends with chesed. How does it start with chesed? What does Kosh Baruch Hu do to Adam and Chava? He gives them clothing. And what's the last thing we see the Kosh Baruch Hu do in the Torah? He buries Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the Torah is telling us the Torah Chesed. It's the Torah of the Achad, the Achinom, the Chon, the Siv, the Shalom. And the things that look bad in the Torah are there to meant to make the world better, are meant to make the world sweeter. Kedush HaSlevi says in Source 12, there are two ways to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not going to bring all the details. He's saying that there's a way of a Rasha, there's a way of a Tzaddik. Which way does a Kadosh Baruch Hu refer? The Kevet Shebishnei Amido, source number 12. There are two ways to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shal Tzaddikim and Shal Rashaim. The ways of Tzaddikim and the ways of Rashaim. You come to Avos, you can serve Hashem in those two ways. Let's say, Zapra Kamar Be'ezah Mehem Chafetz Yosef. Which one does a Kadosh Baruch Hu want more? Ramu Apa Pikein Chafetz Yosef Asim Shal Tzaddikim. He wants the ways of the Tzaddikim. What are the ways of the Tzaddikim? Says the Kedusha Levi, Shikarvu Kol Olam Kulo La'Avr Sabore. That they bring other people closer to Hashem and want to serve Hashem. And how do they do that? Goes on to say, through the attribute of the Rechad Darchei Noam, to be a mensch. This is your soul number one of the Rechad Darchei Noam. This is the essence of Torah. The Kol HaTorah revolves around this concept of number one. Good? Yes? Any questions? We're good? Excellent. Now, that's Yisod number one. I think there's a second Yisod, a fundamental idea when it comes to the Derechei Darchei Noam. And what is that? I believe that the word Noam is sweet. What does it mean to be sweet? I think that when it comes to Torah needs to be something to us. I think the Rabbi Benedict spoke about this. Torah needs to be something that's sweet to us, that's enjoyable. That the essence of Torah is not supposed to be a burden. It's not supposed to be something that I feel brings me down, stresses me out. It has to be something that's Noam. It has to be sweet. And in source number 13, the proof for this is, I think, in the bracha that we say before we learn Torah. We say a very important bracha. We say Birchas HaTorah. First, we tell Kadosh Baruch Hu la'asof b'divrei Torah, that we should be osek, we should toil in Torah. But the most important thing is the harevna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make my Torah sweet. Make me enjoy my Torah. Let it be something that gives me excitement and joy. And we say this also in Ahava Rabbah. In Ahava Rabbah, in source 14, we say, Avinu Barachem and Rachem Rechem Aleinu, have mercy on us. Give us the ability to understand Torah, to learn Torah, to teach Torah, to keep Torah. But how does it all end? That we should learn, keep everything as kol divisam Torah Secha, via Hava, with love. That I should love it. that I should want it, that it should be sweet to me. The egg laytal is the most unbelievable egg laytal in the whole world. I had to give a hakdama class. I guess I'm not going to give this now in the hakdama class, but I'm going to give it now. The egg laytal is an unbelievable thing. Somebody came to the egg laytal and said, asked him a question. If somebody learns Torah and he enjoys the, you guys come into the Beit Midrash, come, you learn a whole hard day of work, and you're so excited. You're filled with simcha. Is that Torah Lishma? Torah for the sake of Torah? Right, Torah for the sake of Torah is, I get nothing from it, but you did, you benefited, you got simcha. Is that Torah Lishma? This is what the Egel Tal says. He said, the ultimate form of Torah Lishma is when you're besimcha. It's when it's sweet. That is Torah, because Torah is derachei derachei noam. It's pleasant. It's not a burden. And the question is, how is that accomplished? How do we accomplish a Torah, something that's sweet? I think there's a big mistake that a lot of people make. That people try to replicate other people. People try to be, again, this is one of the dangers of like Gedolim. If you try to be like someone else, and you never made the Torah fit you, you never let the Torah shape into your to fit your personality and what makes you unique. Because what you like is not what another person likes. And how you grew up is not the same as how another person grew up. And therefore, in order to make Torah sweet, it has to be yours. It has to fit your personality. And what that means is that you have to, every person has to approach Torah and say, how does this fit into my personality? To my character traits, to what makes me me. And only when a person does that, and he stops looking to be like someone else, then it becomes sweet. Then it becomes Torah Derachar Derachei Noam. As follows in the Drasha Sarad in source 15, he says, what's the idea of that somebody who's commanded to do something gets more schar than someone who's not commanded to do something? How could that be? If somebody's commanded to do a mitzvah, Kohanim are commanded to do a mitzvah. If somebody else does it, they don't get any schar for that. How could that be? It goes on to say, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created people in very specific ways. He created a kohen to be a kohen. He created a Jew to be a Jew. He created a non-Jew to be a non-Jew. A man to be a man. A woman to be a woman. And they all have a unique role. And they're not all supposed to accomplish the same thing that the other person is supposed to accomplish. And what it's telling you is, what I see from this, says that if a guy keeps Shabbos, if a Jew keeps Shabbos, it's the greatest thing in the whole world. If a guy keeps Shabbos, he doesn't get Olam Haba. Like, what? What does that mean? No, because Hashem doesn't want him to do that. And what we see is that Torah, how we approach Torah for every person is different. It has to fit my personality, it has to be sweet. I have to make it that it's good for me. That's the whole idea. We see this concept in the Malbim in source 6, and we see it outside. In the pasuk of Derech Derech Noam b'chol nesivosei Hashalom. We have a derech and a nesiva. What's a derech and what's a nesiva? A derech is a pathway, and nesivot is also a pathway. So what's the difference? Derech Derech Noam b'chol nesivosei Hashalom. Says the Malbim, Derech is a very big pathway. It's a pathway that everybody goes on. And then Nesiva is a smaller individual pathway. It says the Malbim that every person has to go down the general path. But every person has to find their unique path. And only once you have that, you have Shalom. What's Shalom? Shalom means I'm okay being me, and I'm okay that you are you. And I'm not trying to make you me and me you. There's Shalom. Why? Because we're different. There's different pathways. I need to do what works for me, and you need to do what works for you. And I think this is a tremendous, tremendous lesson when it comes to Derech Derech Noam. Just I'll finish with that. In source 18, a piece of Rabbi Nachman. I'm going to get bonus points on this. Rabbi Nachman, I'm about to come and show you from Shabbat. Right? Good. Ashrei azocher lahargish ne'imas haTorah. Praiseworthy is somebody who is able to feel the sweetness of Torah. Kiyesh ne'imas haTorah. The Torah is all sweet. V'zehu ha'ikar. This is the ikar. L'zakos lahargish ne'imas shesh haTorah. To feel it. Come to feel my Torah. To feel that fits my personality. There's a major danger to the second approach. It's all beautiful. Right? It's very nice. Everybody, guys, do what you got to do to be happy. Make sure the Torah is sweet. The danger is, with this mahalach, is you may not be keeping Torah. What does it mean you may not be keeping Torah? Because if everybody does, everybody says, you know what my personality wants? I want to sit on the mountaintop. I'll be one with Hashem. Take maybe some substances to help me get there. Whatever you need. But then you're not doing what Hashem wants. So great, you feel good, and great, it's so sweet, and great, you feel happy. But the danger of making Torah fit my personality is I may not be keeping Torah. I may be just fulfilling my desires. That's a danger of this pathway. And what I think the job of a Jew is in this world is to balance these two worlds. To balance the world of my personality, of what fits me, of what makes me happy, together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what He wants and His pathway. Because when I do that, when I bring those two worlds together, I'm a complete person. I'll be happy. I'll be a transformed person. I'll be a mensch. And my Torah will be sweet, and it'll cause shalom in the world. What if you have those two bridges together? If we understand this, all these concepts I just said, I want to go back to answer our questions. We asked a question, our first question. One Gemara says, when we come to the lulav, it says, Tirachea darchi noam. And then when you come to the hadas, all of a sudden we have two psukim. Tirachea darchi noam. And MS via Shalom Lahavu. Why do we bring two psukim by Hadas? I want to start, I'm going to go a little all over the place here, but I want to start with Hadas. Why by Hadas do we have to bring a second pasuk? Why was Derecheh Darchinom not enough? Again, this is now my ideas. I didn't see this anywhere. What I think happened? The Gemara comes and says, you want to know how you should serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Derecheh Darchinom. Everything should be sweet. You can't take thorny hadasim because they're going to hurt you. That's not the way of Derecheh Darchinom. It's not sweet. What do we say the challenge of Derecheh Darchinom is? The challenge of Derecheh Darchinom is I may not serve Hashem. I may serve myself. If everything is just sweet, I'm just serving myself and not Hashem. And therefore, we come and bring a second pasuk. Rava comes and brings a second pasuk. Emes v'ashalom ahavu. What does that mean? Love emes and love shalom. You want to know what that pasuk is? It's a bridge between me having sweetness and bringing a Kadosh Baruch Hu into that sweetness. Emes is who? Who's emes? Hashem. What He wants. What's shalom? It's the world of Derecheh Darchinom b'chol nasiv osei shalom. You should love both of them. Emes v'ashalom ahavu. I think the Gemara can say, wait. Don't just be Derecheh Darchinom Jew. You also have to be an Emes v'ashalom ahavu Jew. You have to have both. Now you're going to ask me, why do we say by the das, not by the loop? We'll get there in a second. But that is just the first question that we answered is, we need two sources to teach us this balance. Okay? We have to understand why by the dollar meaning. Why now? Okay? You have a question? Yeah. One question. Fine. Start with the second question.
After the share. Next. Okay, next question. Also, you're saying that we shouldn't use a hadas because it has thorns, but I don't think God is expecting us to go into the world like everything is beautiful.
We'll discuss after that. I don't want to get off topic. I have very good questions. We'll discuss afterwards, okay? Very good. So now, what I want to understand is, why by the lulav didn't we bring this? Why by the lulav don't I bring both of these psukim? If we're so concerned about the balance, why are we bringing it? So I want to go back to the medrash that we mentioned in the beginning. We mentioned the medrash. The medrash says we bring all four types of Jews together on Sukkot. And each of the dalim minim represent a different Jew. What was the lulav and what was the adas? Anybody remember? Look at your notes. What does the lulav have? What does the adas have? Lulav has Torah. It has taste. But it doesn't have midos. And what does the adas have? It has midos. But no Torah. So I think maybe, perhaps, again, I'll pee drush right now. Perhaps the Gemara is addressing these two types of Jews. The lulav Jew, he has Torah, he has MS already. He doesn't need a musar shmuz on about Torah. What does he need a musar shmuz on? Midos. And therefore, what do we say by the lulav? We just say, you want to know what you're missing in your life? You're missing the world of Shalom. You're missing the world of Noah. And therefore, it only says Derechei Darchei Noam by the lulav, because that's what it needs. And what about the Hadas? The Hadas has, he's excelling in Derechei Darchei Noam. He's a man. She has Midos Tovos. The Hadas has that. What's the Hadas missing? The world of Emes. And therefore, the Gemara comes after Abaye says, Derechei Darchei Noam, that's the Ikra Noam. Rava says, no, wait. Derechei Darchei Noam is gevaldik. It's amazing. It's awesome. You know what you need? MS. B'yashalom ahavu. There has to be MS there. There has to be Torah with the Midos Tovos. Now, if you don't have both, you're lacking. You don't have MS. You don't have Shalom. You have nothing. And therefore, perhaps, maybe that's why the Gemara suggest two by Hadas, meaning because we're trying to get to Emes and Shalom Mahabu, and by Lulav we only have one. Now, my question that I have is, what about a Rava? Why don't we say anything about a Rava? Why don't we tell a Rava? Why don't we tell that Rava in here? Okay, why isn't that Rava? Why don't we tell a Rava also? You need Emes and you need everything. You know, you got to do like a lot of tshuva. Like, why don't we do anything about the Rava? I'm going to get to that in a second. But why are we seeing all this by the Dalamina? Why this emphasis on the Dalminim? And I think now we're going to start getting to the point about what is Hoshana Rabbah? What is Hoshana Rabbah? What's Sukkos? Again, this is an idea that I've been thinking about. I think that you want to know what Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur was. Elul, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. If I had to define it in one word, MS. It's recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into my life. It's focusing on His Torah, on His words, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have a major overload on MS. And you know what happens when you have a major overload on MS? And that's your Yom HaDin. What's your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do you relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You know what has to come after that? An overload. We're focusing on MS, an overload on Shalom. An overload on Shalom, an overload on Darchei Darchei Noam B'chol Mesivosei HaShalom. Then after I focus on my relationship with Hashem, one-on-one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, now, how do you relate to other people? Is your relationship with me transforming you into someone who can relate to other people? Or is it just me and you? And therefore what we do is we take the Dalet Minim. The Yontif of Sukkot focuses on one concept of Achdos, of coming together with other people. Of the Derechei Darchei Noam, that I can see myself beyond myself. That I bring Shalom to the world. And what Sukkot is the balance to the Yom HaDin. I was thinking that perhaps we see this even in the Avodah of Yom Kippur and the Avodah of Hashanah Rabbah. You want to know what the Avodah of Yom Kippur was? It was really great and awesome and unbelievable. You want to know what it was at the end of the day? It was one person experiencing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Kohen Gadol went lifnai v'lifnim. He went down the block here. He went to the Kosher Kedashim. He saw God face to face. He reached a climax of having a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was the ultimate experience of MS. That was the Avodah of Yom Kippur. That's what's all surrounding this one concept. It's interesting because if we're saying that the Torah is MS, it's Hashem, right? What happened? We got the Torah. What happened? Really, one man went up. I'm saying we all experienced this. So when we got the whole Torah, it was Moshe Rabbeinu being Panima Panima Kadosh Baruch Hu. The MS is something that happened on a personal level. What's Hoshana Rabbah? Hoshana Rabbah is everybody is going to take it on Rabbah, is going to hold it on Rabbah. The Avodah surrounds the Rabbah. What does that mean? I think that's the test of Hoshana Rabbah. The test of Hoshana Rabbah doesn't revolve Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Arava is the lowest Jew in the world. It's the lowest Jew in the world. I know you're going to think for a second. Wait, fly, explain. Everyone's going to say, whoa, this makes no sense. I'm going to explain in a second. You take a Rava, Kashmir says, how do you relate to a Jew that has no Torah, has no mitzvahs, has no smell, has no taste, has nothing? After a whole week of you saying, after a whole week where Klai Yisrael brought 70 bulls in the Beis HaMikdash for the entire world to say we care about you. Yeah, what do you do with the lowest Jew? You're all going to tell me, yeah, we beat it on the floor. Right? So I want to change it. You don't beat the rub on the floor. Tomorrow when you beat the Hadas on the floor, you're not beating it. That's the wrong word. I think what you're doing is you're waking it up. You're removing the outer part of the Arava. You're removing the leaves. You're removing the things that get in the way. You're removing the things that don't allow the Arava to see who he really is. And you're saying, I care about you. I love you. The whole Avodah is revolving not me, but another Jew. And you saw Hashem, I love him too. And I see his beauty. The Koach, the Arava, by the way, last year's Hoshana Rabbah share, we spoke about the Arava a lot. The Arava, what makes the Arava so amazing? The Arava, if it's not next to water, those of you who have the Dalai meaning, if the Arava is not connected to water, it dies. It dies. It has to be connected to water. What it means is its essence, the water represents the life source. It means the Kadosh Baruch. That a Jew, tomorrow when you sing with the Arava, the ultimate Jew, the Jew is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm thirsty to be connected to you. Because I'm nothing without you. And that's what you're telling the Arava. That's the test. That's the Yom HaDin. You have the balance of MS, V'Shalom, Ahavu. That's why it's focused on the Dalai Minim. That's why is it not by the Arava? Why is it by the Hadas and the Lulav? Because the Rava can't do it himself. He's lost. He's confused. The only way he can do it is if we help him. If the Lulav and Hadas step up and become MS B'Shalom Jews. And the Gemara is telling the Lulav and Hadas, you need to do this not for you, but for the Rava. The test is Hoshana Rabbah. The test of Hoshana Rabbah is, have we completed the process? Have you bridged these two worlds together? Of the Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, the culmination of Hoshana Rabbah. What does David HaMelech have to do with everything? Say David HaMelech, is the focus of David HaMelech, Sukkot, is the focus of David HaMelech and Hoshana Rabbah. Who's David HaMelech? I think David HaMelech was someone who represented MS, Shalom, and the bridge. Where do we see this? The shalom is easy. David HaMelech was chosen for one reason. Says source 19. V'David holech b'shav me'el shalom liros etzon avi b'slechem. What do we know about David HaMelech? What was his profession?
Shepherd.
He was a shepherd. Who cares? Well, the Medrash says it actually matters a lot. Because this is why he was chosen. This is why he was chosen as the king. You wanna know why? Because he was able. What made David HaMelech so unique was he was able, he knew what each sheep needed. The young sheep couldn't eat the rough grass. So he let them come first and let them eat the soft grass. Then he brought the medium-sized sheep in and they ate the medium-sized grass. And then he brought the oldest sheep that had the ability to eat hard grass. They came in and then they ate the grass. Which means David HaMelech had the ability to see every single sheep for its uniqueness. He was able to be someone who was able to zero in on the world of Shalom. Of the Acher Darchei Noam. That's why he was chosen. If you're a king, you have to know who your people are. But there's another very important thing that a king needs to be. Besides the shalom factor, there's also the MS factor. What's the MS factor? If you look at source 21, the biggest thing that the king needs to do on Sukkot, by the way, of Shemitah year. It's not this year, but if you have a Shemitah, the president does this. You look at source 21. Hakel is Hanashim, Hanashim, Hataf. Gather the people together. And do what? Uleman Yomadu B'Yiru as Hashem Elokeichem. You're going to read the Torah to them. You're going to teach them the Torah. You're going to tell them about MS. The whole concept of Hakel. You want to know what it does? If you look, it's amazing. I checked up Hakel. Unbelievable thing. In Devarim, in source 22, 23, 24, 25. Whenever it talks about Har Sinai, it uses the word Hakel. At Hakel, what the king was doing was he was reenacting Matan Torah. He was reenacting the moment of MS. He was telling Klal Yisrael, you're all individuals. You're all individuals. But it has to be together with MS. And that was the bridge. It's interesting, Hakel and Matan Torah are really the bridge. Because at moments of extreme MS, what happened at Har Sinai? At Har Sinai was Ki Ish Echad, Lev Echad. At the moment of MS, there had to also be a bonding of Shalom. It had to come hand in hand. And the same thing happened at Hakel. Every Jew, every woman, man, child, everybody had to be there. It was a moment of to teach MS, but at the same time it was Shalom. That's the bridge, that's the king, that's the job of the king. David HaMelech, who's the ultimate king, that's his job. And we come to Sukkot, which is the time of focusing on this bridge. When Hoshana Rabbah is a test, have you made this connection? The person that we focus on, the Sukkah that we ask to rebuild, is the one of David HaMelech. And I saw an unbelievable thing. Two things where we see this. David HaMelech starts Tehillim. Perek Aleph of Tehillim, it's source 26. Because I'll go nuts on this. Kim b'Torah Hashem chefzo, that the Torah of God should be your chepet, should be your possession. U'Torahso yegayom v'ayla, and in His Torah, meaning your Torah, it's referring to you now, and in your Torah, you should delve at it day and night. So it switches from Hashem's Torah to your Torah. What is that? Hashem's Torah or your Torah? Now the Melech is saying, you have to be a bridge. It needs to start as Hashem's Torah. It needs to be MS. It needs to come from a Masorah. But then it has to become your Torah. It needs to go into the world of Shalom. Adirachar Adachinoam. But this, I think, is the... Listen to me, when I saw this, I figured this, I was like, whoa. Listen to this. Look at source 27. David HaMelech, this is what we say the whole month of from Rosh Chodesh Elul, and it ends after Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. We say a tefillah. Acha sho'alti me'es Hashem. I ask one thing from you, God. Shifti bebeis Hashem. I should be sitting in your house. Listen to this. Kol yemechei, all days of my life. Lachsos b'noam Hashem. Dar Melech says, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I want you, I want Hashem, b'noam Hashem. Weave the word Noam together with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. His one tefillah is Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I want to be with you, though, but together with others. I want to be with you, but I want to be Noam. I want to be sweet. I don't want to just go and just be there. I don't want to just sit in the Beit Midrash for 12 hours a day. I want it to be sweet. I want it to penetrate into my heart. I want to be changed. I want to be transformed. That's the tefillah of Nava Melech. This is the tefillah of Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah, I look at Nava Melech as a guide. I say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want MS in my life. I want you in my life. But I also want Noam. I also want Shalom. I want it to be sweet. At Rosh Hashanah, we were maybe given life. The question, what's the quality of our life? That's answered on Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. What type of year are you going to have? Is it going to be sweet or is it going to be bitter? You may have Chaim, but is it Chaim that's Noam or Chaim Shemoves? That's what you're doing. That's what Hashem wants. And what happens when you make this bridge? I think the result of making this bridge, of doing Hoshana Rabbah properly, of doing Sesame Tshuva, Sukkot, all these things, probably, you know what happens? There's one special holiday that comes after all this. It's not part of Sukkot. What you're going to do tomorrow night, well, I guess you guys are a little more confusing, I'll just give you 2 days. But what we're going to do after Sukkot, an independent holiday, Shemini Atzeres, at Simchas Torah. What's Simchas Torah? Why, how did Simchas Torah get there? What's going on with Simchas Torah? I think the result of bringing Emes into my life and Shalom into my life is Simchas Torah. Is dancing with the Torah. I'm dancing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but dancing with all of Klal Yisrael. I'm celebrating the Torah with everybody else. That's the result of these worlds, of bridging these two worlds together. How do I know this? There's one person, I think, in all Tanakh that we find dancing. When they were bringing the Aron to Yerushalayim, the Torah's coming. Who's the only person at Simchas HaTorah? The man who represents Emes Shalom Ahavu. The one who realizes Lachsos B'Noam Hashem. He's the one that's dancing. And I'm speaking of an unbelievable thing also that happens. In Kirsh Levana. We see in Kirsh Levana, what's Kirsh Levana? It says in Source 29, anybody who does Kiddush Levana, you want to know what happens at Kiddush Levana? You are meeting God. The Shechina is there. The Shechina is there. That's what's happening. That's why you have to see it standing up. The Shechina, you can't sit down. The Shechina is there. You have to stand up. But listen to what we say in the middle of Kiddush Levana. I never understood this, and after this year, I said this good sense. All of a sudden, I'm being mekabel pnei shechina. I'm in the world of MS. I'm with God. You know what we say three times? I brought in Source 28, 30. Sorry, Source 30. We say three times. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. The King David, come alive. Come alive. Come alive. And then you know what you do after that? I go to three people. I have to say, Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem. Reach out to other Jews and they say, Lechem Shalom, Lechem Shalom, Lechem Shalom. And then only after that, what do we say? Simin Tov U'Mazel Tov Ye'ilanu Chol Yisrael Amen. Then we can have Simcha. Then we can dance. It's only when you have the world of being Mekabel Pnei Hashechina, with the bridge of David HaMelech to the world of other people, to the world of Darcher Darche Noam, then you have Simin Tov U'Mazel Tov Ye'ilanu Chol Yisrael Amen. This is the end of an amazing process we're going through. It started 50 days ago. We brought Hashem Baruch Hu back into our lives. We're going to end tonight by bringing it back into other people's lives. For davening for the Arava. And when we do that, davening melech sel chai v'kayim. Simen tov v'maaz tov v'yelar choy salamein. That's what we all want. It only happens when you make the bridge. That's what our tefillah has to be on our Shana Rava. I want to go down the block to my wife. I want to go down the street. I want to see the Beis Hamikdash. I want to see the Bekash Baruch Hu. I want to do it with Kol Yisrael. I want to do it with the Shalom Aleichem to every Jew. Because if we can't figure out that part, if we can't figure out the MS part, can't figure out the Shalom part, then we're in trouble. The bracha to all of us is that this year should be a year of not only pursuing MS, it should also be a year of pursuing Shalom. It shouldn't just be a year of pursuing Shalom. It should be also the year of pursuing MS. And we can all walk out of this space measure saying MS or Shalom Mahav. When we do that, Bizar Hashem, we'll be in the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. David Melech Salah Chayyad Kayam, singing Simitov and Mazel Tov Yilayim Kol Yisrael. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Ha ha ha.